Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be along as usual with my two pals, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, on the DJV program, helping to perform our levels of performance and our ratings, I suppose, go along with that because people want to know what's going on. They want a quick hit on the things. Staying close to the news seems to be something that, especially these days. So I'm going to ask Victoria to go through something that I think is it's a stark warning about what many of you are doing with your apps and your devices, the focus on TikTok, which I am just now sort of coming late to the park as usual when it comes to this stuff. A lot of people have been using it, but the Chinese are just so, they're so dishonest. And so do I have to say the Chinese government every time? These Chinese products.
No, but I think you should say that China wants to use or is using TikTok to spy on people.
Well, but how do we know they're not doing it with all of the Chinese-made apps?
Yes, they are.
Or devices. So why don't we ban them all instead of just banning
TikTok?
Ban them all.
One a year ago, the one where it made you look old and everybody was
face swap.
That was the Russian one, the face app. And that was
the
Russian, exactly. Mm-hmm. That was trying to get your information there. It's happening all the time.
Yep. So why do we not ban them? What are we waiting for?
Because,
go ahead.
Well, to answer your question about, you know, why, it's not that easy because a lot of these companies, if they're based in America, they have an American CEO, but the parent company is Chinese. And so, in other cases, it's a fully American app or fully, you know, non-Chinese app. But the data is being stored at a much cheaper rate on iCloud servers or cloud servers in China. So then it gets to be a little bit like, well, the company can come forward and say, well, we're an American company, and it's not illegal to store your data somewhere else. It's like offshore banking.
Well, then do we need to make it illegal?
Yeah, well, yeah, you could make that argument, certainly. That pushes it further down the road, but yeah.
I would like to think this program, which has many different facets to it, could become a dispensary for answers. This is a question. This is a problem. This is people say, well, so what do we do? If you want to ban TikTok or you want to ban all these apps and ban the purchase of devices that are made there, then what is there that we can? You just sort of partially answered it. There aren't any. And so we've fallen asleep or we've given over on questions as important to all of us as our security. What's more important than your security? And yet we've got all of these apps that are owned and operated by foreign developers. They have the information. You may have some of the information, but they could decide at any moment in time to keep you from getting access in any number of ways. Oh, gee, I didn't know you couldn't get in there. And it's that kind of stuff. You can't trust.
But, you know, you can't, right, but, you know, remember Facebook itself. Facebook is an American company, and Facebook itself was a part of one of the largest data breaches of all time, and taking people's information without their knowledge, so it's not just that it's foreign apps. You know, you'd have to start right at the top here in America with Facebook.
So, back again to the question. What would you do? What do we do? What should we be thinking about this? Do we stay away from? I don't know TikTok. It's not aimed at me as a user.
But the problem is it's all young kids.
All over
so
the
kids
place.
Are giving.
Yeah.
They're just without even without caring
even
or
conscious
knowing
about this. Do you think?
No. No, they just want to be on TikTok. That's where all the kids are. It's, you know, it's the new Snapchat. That's where everyone wants to be, and they don't care. When they sign on, I think you only have to be 13 to sign on to it. And so after that, they're
Jennifer,
signing away whatever.
Your fiancé's children are how old?
10 and 8.
All right, so they're too young for this anyway. You can't get on.
Oh, no, they're on TikTok all the time. Are you kidding?
I thought you said,
see,
Victoria,
well,
said
technically,
13.
Yeah, it asks you, are you 13 or over, and so kids just lie, but that's the threshold right now.
Well, so then what are the parents' responsibilities? Why, if the parents should know what their children are on, why shouldn't they take it away from them or ban it or somehow or they keep them from using it?
Well,
what I think is so disturbing about TikTok is that it's such short videos and such a, I mean, you're consuming. It's like, bam, 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 bam. You're just consuming one thing after another, after another, after another.
ADHD,
to me,
here we come.
That's the serious part about it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, this is, well, these people, they're insidious, man. They want to control everything and everybody, and they're well on their way to doing it. They apparently are a lot smarter than we are. Because they figured out how to tune into what better way to convince a group, the youngest ones coming along, that they need all of this stuff, and then they become, it's kind of like being addicted to tobacco, or to alcohol, or to sex, or whatever it is you're addicted to. So now you're addicted to all things Chinese. That's what this is coming down to, isn't it? I mean, am I wrong? Think about it for a second. They have figured out how to get into our psyche. And they get younger and younger all the time. So it's going to be very easy for them if we aren't training the young people. I don't even know how you train them out of
and
it.
It's
because
it's hard to control because everybody's got it. Everybody's on it now. So then you make your kid the weird kid by not being on it.
And then kids just go to their friends. They just use it on their friend's phone. You know, it's if because there's always going to be a parent or multiple parents who aren't going to be policing it. So if you're the parent who says, no, you can't have TikTok on your phone, then you're just going to use your friend's phone. It's you know, that's how kids are.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very dangerous. I mean, I can say it and we can all say it. But if parents are not going to be parents and police this, and then you don't want your kid to be the odd man out or the odd kid out, odd person out. Oh, okay, well, I guess we've got to do that. And so there we go. And the Chinese have got it all figured out. They have got it all figured out. Here's something. There's a couple of people in the news, starting with Chris Evans, who, I don't know if you heard this or not, he's sending a Captain America shield to a boy who saved his sister from being attacked by a dog. Did you see the story about this
such
brave boy?
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Captain America star sent a video message to Bridger Walker, who's 6 years old, saved his four-year-old sister from a dog attack. He was badly injured, and he had to have two-hour surgery and stitches, 90 stitches to his face. This poor kid.
Yeah.
Evan said in a video to Bridger Walker, quote, Captain America here. I saw what you did. Let me be the next one to tell you, pal. You're a hero. What you did was so brave, so selfless. Your sister is so lucky to have you as a big brother. Your parents must be so proud of you. I'm going to track down your address, and I'm going to send you an authentic Captain America shield because, pal, you deserve it. This youngster's father asked him why he jumped in between his sister and the dog. He said, if someone had to die, I thought it should be me. This is a six-year-old kid. Family says other actors who play superheroes like Mark Ruffalo, who played the Hulk, and Tom Holland, who played Spider-Man, Hugh Jackman, who played the Wolverine, are among those who have reached out to them. But Chris Evans seemed to be the first on the scene.
Very, very sweet.
So let's compare what's going on in this family to the families we were just talking about that allow their children to use TikTok. Is there something different here they bring?
This kid may be on TikTok. You don't know. I mean, he jumped in and he took action.
Yeah, so but the parents have taught them. Don't you think that has to do with parents and what they expose, the ideas they expose their children to? Don't you think that? And if your parenting skills include trying to teach your children what is not good about TikTok, you don't think you can do it?
I don't think an eight-year-old kid who's obsessed with, I don't know, I don't think that you're going to be able to reason with a kid, you know, because he or she is going to look around and say, well, all of my friends are on it, so why are they allowed to be on it? I don't know. I think that's a difficult conversation to have with a kid that's that young.
But there are so many other guiding principles that come from parents that do have impact on them. You all know parents and their impact on perhaps your religious preferences, especially when you're younger, and maybe your political preferences, and how you view education, all of those things that seem to come from social connections, social guidance, if that's what it is. I'm not sure, but I think we need to have a lot more of it and not a lot less of it, frankly, a lot less of it. It's the DJV program at 16 after the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Well, one thing's for sure about this COVID-19 pandemic, most of us have had a lot of time to consume a lot of content. But instead of binging on Netflix and Amazon Prime, Classic Radio Club is making it easy to go for a trip into yesteryear with old-time radio dramas. Carl Amari is the founder.
You know, we work with the rights holders, so we're provided the master recordings. We pay royalties for the broadcast and sale of these radio shows. ClassicRadioClub.com is for those people who just want to be sent 10 shows each month. It's 5 hours a month of material that I select because I'm going through a library of over 100,000 shows, and I pick really great, rare, interesting programs, write about them, and send this to them as part of a club.
Check it out, ClassicRadioClub.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
From the shameless self-plugging department at DJVshow.com, you'll find our clips of the day every day, a couple of cool ones. We talk about a new study that says online affairs are now on the rise in the wake of the COVID situation. That's something that I suppose you could have predicted that would happen. And we also have a clip which shows how much I know about beauty products. You might enjoy listening to that. But why is it that men are not expected to be experts when it comes to some of these things? I'm not. I don't
you
claim
wish you
to
were.
Be. You wish. Yes. Okay. Got it. So anyway, clip of the day every day. You can find a little excerpt of the program that'll give you a cause to think or a little maybe chuckle. That's what it's all about. And then don't forget, you can hear the whole program through the course of the day. Just go to DJVshow.com. And you can catch up on what you didn't hear, maybe on your way to work or wherever you were going. But all around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's all DJV show all the time. DJVshow.com, 21 after the hour.
C
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Never say never, the Biebs. A couple of women who used Twitter to anonymously accuse Justin Bieber of a sexual assault. Maybe identified after a judge ruled that Bieber is allowed to subpoena the platform, the social media platform, for that information. Bieber's lawyer, Mr. Spiegel, said, quote, "We just want to uncover who's behind these accounts. It may be the same person." He also called the claims provably false through eyewitness and photographic evidence. So this is a $20 million defamation suit filed against the accusers, but the women can't be served until they're identified. A tweet by a woman who called herself Danielle claimed that she was assaulted by Bieber in Austin, Texas in 2014. She maintains that after a surprise performance in front of a crowd at a bar, Bieber invited her and two friends to a hotel where she alleges that he took her to a private room and attacked her. The second woman identified herself as Katie and alleged in her tweet that Bieber sexually assaulted her in a hotel in New York City in May of 2015. Bieber's lawyer told the judge that the accusers did not do their due diligence in fabricating their allegations because both claims can be disproven by eyewitnesses who knew where Bieber was. There are photo images, apparently.
These girls really, the lawyers are right on this one. If this is two different girls, or maybe it's the same person, I don't know. But they had all this detail that at first when I read the story, I was like, wow, they've got a lot of detail. And then it turns out all that detail was wrong. He was at a different hotel. He has the receipts. He's got all of the, you know, he's got paparazzi showing him going in and out of the different hotel that he was actually staying at. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes, because $20 million, he's swinging hard, and I think he should, because it sounds like this is completely fabricated.
You know, I haven't always been a Bieber fan. He was pretty immature when he was a kid.
Yeah.
But I this kind of stuff is so uncalled for, and I hope he does have the info. But it's too bad. It's kind of like an example of you're guilty till you're proven innocent.
Right.
These things always, the news media gets a hold of them, and then people raise their eyebrows. Oh, look at this, the kid again. He's wrong. And so it's really hard Who knows if these people, if they fire them, have any money? But the 20 million,
right.
You're right. It's a good swing. And it's something, you know, you got to put your foot down when it comes to this sort of stuff.
And what headlines get out there? Is it just that is it the accusation? Or is it going to get out there that, no, it was wrong?
Yeah. The American Music Awards on for this year. Show will air as part of a 3-hour broadcast on November 22nd. The Clark Productions announcing they're going to be on ABC. That's pretty much their traditional home. Ceremony has been held at the Microsoft Theater in L.A. for the past 13 years. The press release did not specify a venue, nor did it make note of the ongoing virus. Last year, the AMAs were held on November 24th through ABC's biggest entertainment audience between the ages of 18 and 49 on a Sunday night since the Oscars, which were 9 months before that. Taylor Swift on that night earned 6 awards, surpassing Michael Jackson as the most decorated winner in the ceremony's history. BTS and Khalid won 3 awards each, and Ciara hosted the show. I thought that was a show that...
It was a great show. I remember watching this last year. It was really good.
I thought that this was a show, because it's Dick Clark Productions, I thought that Ryan always hosted those shows.
Mm-mm. He doesn't host everything.
No. Ciara was great. She performed, and yeah, she was really, really a good host.
Yeah. That's Taylor Swift, by the way, in the background. Call it what you want. The American Music Awards honor multiple genres. Cross popular music, offer awards for best new artist, song, and video, and collaboration. So that's that story to look forward to. 28 after the hour.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960. 800-579-6960. 800-579-6960.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With some potential good news on the coronavirus situation, a senior British official has called the latest news on an Oxford University team's potential coronavirus vaccine as extremely encouraging. Results of the Phase 1 and 2 trial of the vaccine being developed by Oxford's Jenner Institute in conjunction with pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca showed it is safe and in producing strong immune results. The UK trial began in April and involved over 1,000 healthy volunteers who are between the ages of 18 and 55. The US government has invested $1 billion in Oxford trial vaccine already, gambling on it being a success to secure millions of doses as soon as possible. Britain has also poured out about $90 million into the work. Remember, you can stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Congress is ready to start talking about a new stimulus package, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
With lawmakers back from their two-week recess and now debating a new stimulus bill, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell believes there needs to be some sort of protections for businesses.
You're looking for a theme here, think liability protection for those who've been trying to deal with the pandemic. We don't need an epidemic of lawsuits on the heels of the pandemic we're already struggling with. Kids in school, jobs, and health care would be the theme of the proposal that we hope to come together and present to our Republicans. And then, as the Secretary of the Treasury indicated, obviously you can't pass the bill in the Senate without the Democrats, and we began to talk to them as well.
A man in suburban Detroit was given the wrong lottery ticket. But guess what? The result? A $2 million winner. The Michigan Lottery said the man stopped at a gas station in East Point, Michigan to put air in his tire. He needed change for the air machine and also asked for a $10 Lucky Sevens scratch-off ticket. He said the clerk handed me a $20 ticket by mistake. He offered to exchange it, but something told me to keep it. So I paid the extra and kept it. The name of the 57-year-old man wasn't released. He decided to take the lump sum of about $1.3 million instead of the $2 million spread out over 20 years. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Next time you feel really badly, really angry, maybe really upset, maybe you should think about us. We'll see what we can do about it. Even though sometimes we admit to feeling hurt or angry or upset as well, because we're a reflection of what you are, and we're a reflection of what we are. Sometimes we feel violated, sometimes shaken, sometimes humbled by what goes on around us. Sometimes we're too quick to judge. That could be. Today, surprisingly, the sky is blue. Wow! It was blue yesterday, and I'll bet it'll be blue tomorrow. What do you bet? And you can hear the birds singing in the background, right? Let's turn that volume up.
Yeah, the birds are really going for it.
Yeah. It's a good day for the birds. Everybody's heard about the bird. Well, let's see if everybody's heard the food news from today, Victoria.
This is a follow-up on a story we talked about last week about hummus. And EWG, which is the Environmental Working Group, they issued a new study last week that glyphosate, which is the
main ingredient.
In Roundup, which is made by Monsanto, that is, they call it a notorious weed killer linked to cancer, which it is. And so they, in this new study of hummus, one-third of the 27 conventional hummus samples in the study exceeded their benchmark for detectable levels of the chemical, meaning the safety level. It was not safe, essentially, is what they, that's how they've labeled it. The World Health Organization identified glyphosate as a probable carcinogen. But in New York, or not in New York, in America, it's still very much legal, and it's widely used on many farms. And so they tested organic hummus and 6 organic chickpea samples. So this is canned beans as well as organic hummus. All but 2 contain detectable levels of glyphosate. So even if you're buying organic hummus and organic chickpeas, they're still coming up positive for glyphosate. Now, a lot of people have been talking about they wanted to know specifically what brands were tested so that possibly they could avoid it. I don't really know. I think you're going to have to just avoid hummus and chickpeas in general. But the brands that exceeded the levels of safety are Whole Foods brands, Kava, and Sabra. Sabra is probably the biggest, best-known brand in the country. It's all of these products were sold at Aldi, Costco, Target, Trader Joe's, Walmart, and Whole Foods. So those are specifically the ones that were tested by the Environmental Working Group. I would say, you know, the more stuff that I've been reading about this is only in 4 tablespoons, basically, and people eat a lot of hummus. When you sit down and you dig into a tub of hummus, you're eating more than 4 tablespoons for the most part. So that's essentially where you're getting.
I've never understood the appeal. I've never been.
I don't love it. It's okay. I don't think it's like the greatest thing ever, but a lot of people use vegetables to dip into it. Yeah. And so it's kind of considered, a lot of people
healthier
think that they're
chips.
Being really healthy, right?
Like guacamole. The only thing that's good
with
chips.
What is it?
Guacamole?
Guacamole? It's not a gun. It's guacamole.
Yeah, Dougie, guacamole.
Jeez. Wow.
Okay, calm down.
Calm down. All right.
The at Coca-Cola have introduced new technology for their beverage machines. What's the story behind that story, Victoria? This is something if you go into any store, well, with those fast food convenience stores, you stop to get gasoline. That's where you'd see these things, right now?
Well, these are everywhere. So these are in Wendy's. They're in Five Guys, the burger place. It's any self-serve Coca-Cola branded machine. They are going to install the touchless screen. So you just use your smartphone and you aim it. You turn the camera on. You aim it at the machine, and then the menu pops up on your phone. So then you just order what you want through the phone.
How do you pay for it?
It's probably done through through the app. Well, actually, I don't know. Either you pay for it at the store, or it's done through the Coca-Cola app.
Yeah.
Like
Apple Pay. And is this app in China? Is it stored in China like every other app?
Well, the thing is, in order to order soda through these new machines, you don't need to download the app. It'll automatically recognize your smartphone as soon as you hold it up to the screen.
Which is so even more bizarre.
They've done it. Yeah, it's a QR code. So they've done it.
Are doing this already with their menus so that you don't have to touch them.
So where does the information go for your, if you have your credit card in your device?
I would think that it's
and the Chinese control all of these devices, where do you think your privacy information
well,
is going
to end
up? Well,
if you have Apple Pay,
Nobody has any privacy anymore. It's over. Everybody's stuff has been hacked. It is. If you haven't had your stuff hacked, then you should go get a lottery ticket because everybody's got their information out there somewhere. That being said, with this thing, I noticed that when I went to Ojai a couple weekends ago and stopped at a convenience store to use the potty, that they had their whole drink area closed down. And so I think because of COVID, people aren't wanting to have those shared beverage areas. So I think what this is more a menu that you just order from, and I think you might still pay
it looks
in
like
the
a
same
vending
way at
machine.
The establishment. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So but when movie theaters reopen, that's where you're going to see this because instead of going up and, you know, they have the elaborate
no more popcorn?
Machines. Popcorn might be the next thing that, you know, instead of having someone hand it to you, it'll be dispensed from a machine. I don't know.
Oof. Chinese being charged.
Well, the point, though, is that you want to minimize how many people have touched whatever it is that you're touching.
No, the point is, well, that may be one point. The other point is that all of this stuff comes from the touchscreen on your device, which more often than not is made in China, controlled by the Chinese. Whatever you're doing, they know what you're doing. They do. And so what is this the kind of world you want to live in, I guess, is the question.
Well, that's not the question. The question is, this is the world
we live
in.
One of the questions.
So that's that is the world we live in. So that's just reality. So it's kind of like, well, how do we change the world that we're already living in? It's not about the future. It's like Jen said, it's here. The future is now. We're already in it.
All right, other food news. Children seem to prefer food in fast food wrappers. These are children ages 3 to 5 offered identical food, half in McDonald's packaging and half in packaging without a brand name. They preferred the food in the McDonald's wrapper. 60% say that when they were handed branded chicken nuggets in a McDonald's bag, they were tastier than the ones in the unbranded bags.
That's what marketing does.
Yeah, we eat with our eyes. That's for sure.
We sure do. Let's see here. If you think you have food poisoning, I'm trying to cull some of the food news that I've been looking at myself in the past couple of days. You should go to reportfoodpoisoning.com. Who knew there was a website called Report Food Poisoning? Say it again, Doug. reportfoodpoisoning.com, run by Michigan State University. The site will send an alert to your local health department so it can determine if there's a community problem. It'll track tainted food back to the stores. If you don't have a computer, call your state or local health department or contact your family doctor. Food poisoning can develop within 30 minutes of ingesting bad food, or more slowly, sometimes over weeks, over days. Nausea, vomiting, abdominal cramping, that sort of thing. So did you know there was a reportfoodpoisoning.com website? I think that's the information.
No, but it makes sense, because listeria breakouts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I just assume most people go onto the FDA site, and that's where they report stuff.
Really? I would go on the FDA site to save my soul, frankly, but that's just me.
Well, that's where people go to find recalls.
Yeah, it is?
Yeah.
I know, that's what you advise people to do. I wonder if they really do it. I think bringing the stuff back to the store is what you need to do. They don't want you to, because then they have to give you your money back. But there's so many of these listeria, salmonella, E. coli outbreaks, you can't. It's hard to go through a week without finding one of these things, and yet people still buy the things that are creating the problem, and that's those bagged spinach, lettuce, whatever, all that stuff that's bagged up and carried in a truck across the country. Pretty bad news. Store credit cards. How many of us have those? Raise your hands, please. Ladies, you have them? What store do you have, Jen?
I have Macy's. I have, I have a bunch of different ones.
All right. How about you, Victoria?
I only have two, Best Buy and Overstock.
Yeah, why'd you get them?
Because we got a really great deal on a new TV from Best Buy when you open up a store card, so that's why I did that. And I think probably the same thing, when we moved, I had to buy a bunch of furniture on Overstock, so that's probably why.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you enjoy the initial 10 to 15% discounts, whoopee for you. They generally, after initial discount, they inject higher interest rates on outstanding balances, and generally you don't know when it's going to happen. Store cards notorious for this because they're not subject to the same regulations as bank-issued credit cards. The banks send you that booklet that says this is what's going to happen when you screw up.
I can guarantee you that banks are behind this survey, because here's what I do know. I have a Best Buy card as well.
Yes.
If you buy something on Best Buy, no matter when you buy it, if the promotion is on, you get 0% interest. Mm-hmm. I don't have one regular bank credit card that has ever given me 0% interest. It's always in the 20s. It's ridiculous. So I would rather I'd rather apply for the credit card, get the Best Buy credit card, get 0%, pay something off in a year, rather than just stick it on a credit card and have it collect 25% interest. Right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Wow, exactly. Look at that. How much money are they making on that? In a moment, a couple of important political items that are brewing here. It's 45 past the hour on the DJV show.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh Blinds into the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower, so you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A couple of political things here. President Trump's campaign manager, Brad Pascal, has been shown the door. Why? What happened?
Well, who's in there? Shown the door. So in 2016, Brad Parscale was the director of digital, and he really did a good job digitally for the Trump campaign. And so in the last few years, he's been called the campaign manager for 2020. They brought someone else in to manage the campaign, and Brad is going to be back on digital again. So he hasn't been fired. He's just been put back where he was. A lot of people think it was a demotion, but Parscale wasn't as good as like putting the messaging together. You know, he's better at the digital stuff.
You'll be upset to hear Kanye West appears to be dropping out. He broke down in tears over the weekend.
He's in. He had a rally over the weekend. He had
really? Why was he crying? He's wearing a bulletproof vest, apparently.
Yeah.
Harriet Tubman is his vice president or something. Is that true?
No.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oops, wait a minute. There's that horse in my voice, Tommy. Tommy the K is here. You'll notice he never sings along with me.
I know,
because his voice is not anywhere near as good as mine, and that's really what he... So he sits back and waits for me to sing Money Pitch, and then we get started in our conversation as to how to help you in your money pit. The whole origin of the Money Pit Empire was to... It sounds like the Empire is about ready to strike back, too, right, Tommy? The Empire.
Well, you know, listen, Money Pit is a home that you love. It's a term of endearment, but it's a home that you are constantly putting money into to make it your best home ever. So we try to help you do that strategically and carefully and successfully.
There you go. Here's listener Joel, one of our listeners, who'd like to make his basement a more usable space, but the floor is poured concrete and a lot of rise and fall. So what does he do? Move, I think, probably
well,
a good suggestion. But
it depends on what level of unevenness this concrete floor has. But as long as you've got some decent headroom down there, you could probably just floor what you have. But if you do want to flatten it out, there's two ways to do this, Doug. You either add an additional layer on top of it. In this case, it would probably be a floor leveling compound, like a waterproof floor leveling compound. Or, frankly, you tear out the basement floor and pour it again. Because it's actually not that hard to do that, because the slabs are only going to be about 4 or 5 inches thick, and they once you get down there with the right tools, like a jackhammer, that whole basement floor can get torn out inside of a half a day.
Yeah, but what about all the dust and stuff that would come up in your house?
It's a job like anything else. What I suggest in spaces like that, in addition to your own wearing your own personal protective equipment, respirators and such, is that you hook up fans to depressurize the space you're working in. So as dust is created, it's basically pulled right outside. So you have windows in the basement on two. Let's say you have two windows, or maybe you have four windows. You open them all up, and two of them become like intakes, and the others become like exhaust with fans and just move that air through constantly.
Ah, okay. All right, so has that appeared in print on the Money Pit newsletter, or have you talked about that on the podcast?
That particular post, no, but I'll tell you what we do get a ton of questions about. We have a lot of content on, and that is we've had some amount of rain this summer, and whenever we get heavy rains, people contact us with problems with basement flooding. And it always comes down to this, grading and gutters. Just keeping those gutters clean and the downspouts extended away from the house does the most to try to keep those spaces dry. It was funny, I was looking at a website the other day that caught my eye from one of these basement waterproofing companies, and they say, in a question of the FAQ, why does my basement flood after a storm? And not once in the entire story do they talk about checking your gutters. It's all about, well, you know, water gets under the floor, we got to dig it up, we got to put it in pipes, we got to put it in pumps, and
yeah, oh my God.
Don't. You almost never have to do that.
Clean them free.
Exactly.
The gutter spouts and call it a day. Exactly. All right, so that, but that's the kind of stuff that you find on the podcast and in the newsletter. So you've got a lot of the one that's this week, the newsletter tip this week, ways that won't cost you a lot of money to stay cool in the summertime. And I think that's something that we're all, because it has become, it's wet this summer and it's hot.
Yeah,
we had 97 degrees yesterday here on the farm, and out in the hayfield.
I can only imagine.
Yes,
yeah, there's actually
right.
a checklist on the homepage right now about low cost and no cost ways to stay cool in the summer. Because let's face it, there's a lot of things that you can do that don't cost a lot of money, and some things are strategic that you don't think about, like putting your shades down on the south side of the house. You know, people don't know this stuff.
What about you have
paddle fans?
If you've got a lawn that's burning out because in some areas you haven't had the rain that you've had down there, and the lawns are burning out, like here we had a problem, now we've had some rain, so it's not so bad. But what do you do if it's constantly dry?
Great question. So there's one thing that you can do that will kill the lawn, and that is walk on it. So if it browns out, that's okay. Just let it be brown. It will come back quickly and come back green when we get a chance to water it again. But if you walk on it, that's when you destroy it from the summer heat. So it's okay to let it fade out, but just don't walk on it, because that's what beats it down, and that's what it'll take a whole season to come back then.
All right, another listener named Tyler wants to paint his brick fireplace white. Now what's the MO for that? Are you ready to paint or not?
Here's the thing. You know what comes after paint? Repaint. So once you make the commitment, you're in, Tyler. If you want to do that, that's fine. Another thing that you could think about is white stain. The stain actually looks pretty cool because it brings a little bit of that brick color behind it, but it spruces it up a lot. And don't do this, by the way, if you have any kind of a smoking problem with your fireplace, because it would be a constant cleaning hassle.
Yeah, I have both of the fireplaces in my house are painted white, and they chip all the time. Every year you got to paint them, paint them, Mecca. But it is what it is. So there's some more good advice, great advice all the time. Sign up for the Money Pit newsletter at moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here on the DJV Show 59.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.